Hey, this is Toggle. Welcome to episode 9 of Kangaroo Crossing. Today's episode is going to be kind of short because it's a two-part thing. You see, today, not only is it going to be me talking, it's going to be, well, a start-off of me, and it's going to be a short little section on something I noticed, but today we're going to add in one of the first newcomers to the Kangaroo Crossing. That's right, people. We're going to actually start putting in new people to help make the show. That means that we're going to have new sections, new parts for people to talk in, and this is opening up just the entire thing I'm making right here to a new, hopefully a new look. The person who's going to be doing this is probably the closest person to me right now, which and his name is going to be kept secret, like mine. So his name on here will be Dakota. Or TK. TK Wolfman. That's right, he is the Wolfman. And I'm sure if he had a chance, he'd probably be doing a very interesting Wolfman impression of his. But, anyway, with his new section, which is called The Howl Factor, he's going to be talking on video games that are coming up, and this part of the show will actually be one of the few parts that is not full fur. It is actually going to be talking about something that isn't always furry, which is video games and entertainment, the entertainment industry. But since that's his section for today, we are actually going to talk a little bit about the entertainment industry for my section. So, I guess I wanted to bring up the fact that when you get to cartoons and most shows these days, whether they be, you know, super ultra-realistic looking with 3D graphics and rendering, or whether it be just like some cheap 1980s, 1970s show, you'll notice a lot of the things in the show are anthropomorphized, which is, again, the term giving something that is not human, human-like features. And it's not always exactly what we call furry, even though there's a lot of furs. What we show are just things that are given human-like features a lot, because, well, I guess they're only human. I'm not gonna put myself in that sub-factor. Anywho, as you've probably noticed, it goes into things like video games, because we have a lot of video games that are based off just furry characters. Examples could be Star Fox, Sly Cooper. You could also go into recent games that don't exactly go right into furry things, but go into things that are anthropomorphized, or new things that weren't anthropomorphized but now are, such as Zelda the Twilight Princess. In the game, you play as Link, as usual. You go around adventuring, as usual. And you run into several species that aren't human, which are kind of anthropomorphized in a sense. But, in this game, Link can turn into a wolf. This is a very cool feature, which allows you to experience the game from a more canine perspective, which, well, you never got to do before. I'm not saying while I was playing it, I was going, you know, it'd be great as if I was a wolf in this game. But at the same time, actually seeing it was like, wow. while it's not lame. Anywho, there's also other games like Okami, where the star is Amaretsu, a white wolf, which is a goddess slash god, whose sex is undetermined and is argued about over a lot of different subject places, like forums and instant messaging things and stuff like that. Me, personally, I think he's male. Why? Because I am a male and I'm just a male chauvinist pig. Slash root. Mahahahaha. As you can tell, this show was right. But the game itself, it was very fun because, again, it gave you the perspective from a canine point of view, and you did the entire game, well, as a wolf. You couldn't really talk to people, you couldn't really go around and pick up objects with your smart but sexy opposable thumbs. You couldn't do the things that humans do. What you could do was you could run around on four legs and you could draw things. Because his weapon, her weapon, its weapon, was a paintbrush. I'm not going to go into the game fully because that's something that you should find out on your own. It's a good game, so go ahead. And yes, Clover, you just got advertised for. No need to thank me, but payment would be nice. Anywho, the games do like to go through an anthro stage. They love to show anthro characters, and it seems to sell pretty well. And it goes beyond games. It goes into TV, and it goes into toys and trading card games and things like that. Because, I guess anthro is popular. It's not popular when you dress up as one and go yiff in a costume, but apparently the idea, without the full-on anatomically correct background, is still a good idea. So, why are we given so much shit over this? I mean, we're just probably acting on somewhat, at least, on the childhood shows we saw. So, if you really want to stop people from being furs, stop showing so many furs. And I'm talking to the man right now. But, he's not gonna listen. Why? Because he's the man. And he doesn't listen to this kangaroo. Of course, maybe he does. Maybe he's listening right now. Maybe he's going, "This kangaroo's got to go, gentlemen." Did anyone hear that? Well, anyway, before I get assassinated, I think I will go on to introduce the new section of our show, The Howl Factor, done by, again, TK Wolfman. And, well, here we go.
K. Wolfman, in the first of what will hopefully be an ongoing contribution to The Crossing. A little segment Toggle and I like to call the Howl Factor. It'll be an opinion piece of mine, but mostly I'll be focusing on gaming. And for the first segment, I'd like to talk a little bit about Super Smash Bros. Brawl. The newest edition of Nintendo's signature fighting franchise is bringing a boatload of new characters to duke it out. The ones making the biggest waves are Sega's mascot Sonic the Hedgehog and Metal Gear veteran Solid Snake. This is the first time the third-party characters have entered the previously Nintendo-exclusive fray, and it's a move that promises to change Super Smash Bros. Forever, and in my opinion, it can only improve it. But, for the greatness of every action, There is a dark side. Soul Calibur 4, the latest chapter in the Tale of Souls and Swords, has made a third-party move of its own. Now, Namco has made some pretty cool moves with special features in the Soul Calibur series. In the first series, they gave exhibition videos so you can watch the fighters do their thing. And you can even alter the opening movie if you like. In Soul Calibur 2, they gave you console-exclusive characters like Link on the GameCube, Heihachi on the PS2, and Spawn on the Xbox. And Soul Calibur 3 brought one of my favorite features in any game, character creation. You can make any kind of character you want, any fighting style, give it any look you want, it was great. But Namco, not to be outdone by Nintendo, has gone outside their own box to a galaxy far, far away to get two third-party characters of their own, Darth Vader and Yoda. Okay, Namco, I'm a big fan. You guys make some of the best games ever. But here's a piece of friendly advice. If you go outside the box and reach the Death Star, you've gone too freaking far. Seriously, Darth Vader and Yoda? This is the best idea you could come up with? Now, I seriously doubt I'm not the only member of the WTF club when this was announced. Okay, granted, Snake is an odd choice to be in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. But there's some relevance to it. I mean, Metal Gear started on Nintendo. The first two chapters were on Nintendo systems. No point in history has there ever been a connection between Soul Calibur and Star Wars. There's no sense behind this decision whatsoever. It would make as much sense to put Superman in Street Fighter. It would make as much sense to put Bugs Bunny in Tekken. It would make as much sense to strap another pair of arms to my 7-foot muscle wolf ass and put me in Mortal Kombat. It would make as much sense to make Shaq Fu too. I mean, not since Hayden Christensen has the Dark Lord of the Sith been put to such shame. There is some humor behind this, though. The upcoming game Star Wars The Force Unleashed is coming out just about alongside this, and it allows you to play as Darth Vader's secret apprentice. Try explaining your master's fate to the Padawans when it's this. I mean, my master? Oh, he got in a fight with a white-haired dominatrix with a sword whip and got his head chopped off. Oh well, he's strangling Padme in heaven now. That's about the most sense I can make out of any of this, especially since I, with my own scruffy brain, have come up with something far better. Two game characters that would fit in very nicely with Soul Calibur while bringing their own style into the mix and making it that much better. From the World of Warcraft, Illidan the Betrayer and Arthas the Lich King. I mean, their stories, their weapons, and even their quotes would just be perfect for the latest addition to the Soul Calibur series. But Namco zoomed right past Blizzard at light speed and landed in George Lucas's back pocket. The moral of this story, kids? If you go outside the box, leave the Aluminum Falcon at home. That's about all I got for this time. I would like to make a request to all the listeners out there, you loyal Crossing fans, you, that we love so much. I want to know your favorite newcomer to Super Smash Bros. Brawl, whoever it is, Wario, Pit, Meta Knight, Snake, Sonic, whoever. I want to know. Whoever it is, you can send it in. I'll try and read it on the air. If I get enough response, it'll probably be the next segment. My email address is tkwolfman@hotmail.com. That's tkwolfman@hotmail.com. And you can send in questions, comments, anything but ads to give me a bigger Johnson, because those are starting to bug me a little bit. I do all right, trust me. Again, that's tkwolfman@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening, and just remember, a polite wolf buys you dinner before he humps your leg. See ya.
Thank you very much, TK. As you can tell, he's not right next to me. He's recording his own show from his home. Due to this, we do have audio mix-ups, and every now and then, you'll notice between us, our microphones don't exactly sync. I'm still working on audio stuff, trying to figure out how to best make this program work, and I'm still looking for new people to submit entries into their show. So even if you've never met me before, if you contact me, you have a good chance of getting into the show. While we're trying to figure this out, please bear with us. Also, the program, I did manage to get two out recently, instead of having to wait around forever. So this is impressive on my part, I think. But I'm not sure if we'll be able to keep it up because I'm usually preoccupied or not in safe areas to talk. But I do try, and I will try and keep this thing going more lately instead of having another, I don't know, several-month-long wait before the next show comes. Please do email me or him. My email is still afro_bunny_mer@hotmail.com, or you can go to Yahoo and use the same address, just ends with Yahoo. But please contact us, and please, if you've got a section and you want to try seeing what it's like to do your own little rant or a review, you contact me, I put you on. And I make a new friend. I love making new friends. Because, believe it or not, I'm one of the few people out there who is, a loser. I have no life, and I have the time to talk to people, so no, I'm not some upbeat little person who never talks to anyone. I'm not I don't feel famous. I don't feel enough people are listening to this, so I have to, you know, thrive to somehow meet some standards. This is just a fun thing to do, and this is a fun thing that other people can interact with. So again, contact me. We'll get you on. And also, contact TK if you want to, and see if you can give him a little input. I know he would love it. Anyway, I guess it's time to start finishing up the show, so I guess we have to get to everyone's favorite section, words of wisdom, words to live by, or just, well, words. This is Toggle. Later.